Welcome to Feed Your Wild, an immersive journey to help you remember your own medicine and awaken your intuitive healing gifts. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join us for heart-centered, real conversations exploring intuition and spirituality, health and wellness, astrology, herbalism, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and life. Our mission is to inspire, empower you, and help you expand your spiritual and intuitive connection to its fullest expression so that we can build a more beautiful world together. Get ready to feed all parts of your wild self. Welcome back to the Feed Your Wild podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, your intuitive nourishment guide today and every episode. And oh my loves, is this intense, this eclipse season? And I mean, eclipse seasons are typically intense for many people. I feel like this particular eclipse has been extra. I can definitely say that. On a personal level, it has been, it has been a roller coaster ride. And I have an inside look into a community of other healers, what they are working on individually and the people that they're supporting. And let me tell you, there's a theme of intensity. And of course, looking globally into our world and what is happening on the global scale in terms of intensity and heatedness, it's palpable. It's definitely something that I think falls very, very heavy on many hearts. And there is a pervasive energy of anger and grief that I feel both on a collective level and for things that are happening globally, but also on a personal level for so many people. So it may not be external for you, and it may be an internal process. Maybe you're not even aware of why you are feeling this wave of grief or these waves of anger. But know that whatever comes up through your body, through your heart and your felt sense, is truth. There is no needing to justify it. There's no needing to have a logical, rational reason behind it. It simply is to accept and allow and work with what is coming up and allow that to teach you, to support you, to carry you through, to nourish you. And this particular eclipse today, the Taurus, the lunar eclipse in Taurus, is about release to create space. So before I get into this lunar eclipse, I just have to make a couple of quick housekeeping announcements. The first is that we had an incredible turnout and time together in our recent masterclass, Three Keys to Unlock Your Intuitive Healing Gifts with Clarity and Confidence. In that class, we went over how to activate your unique channel to elevate. In that free class, I shared my AAA process for mastering the art of intuitive readings, and this leads to mind-blowing accuracy and, of course, happy clients. I also shared the three most common mistakes that sabotage your intuition and intuitive channeling attempts and how to avoid them, as well as my go-to spiritual tool that I use every day and that you can use with any healing work to amplify your intuition and your results. So this is for anybody who is in the healing arts, who is here to be of service, whether you're a nurse, therapist, doctor, coach, nutritionist, herbalist, energy healer, or maybe you're a healer in your family systems or in your community. This is such a powerful tool. And I talk about how intuitive channeling has supported me to expand my healing practice, connect with my dream clients who I love, and to create a body of work that really feeds my soul and makes an impact. At the end, I share an intuitive transmission that activates your channeling codes. That one was so special and powerful. And we also had a Q&A at the end. I also briefly shared about a powerful way to work with me and be supported by other intuitive healers this year and next year, and that is with the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. So I announced that the doors are open, applications are open. If you haven't heard of the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, this is my 9-month intuitive healing practitioner mentorship and mastermind. It is for wild-hearted practitioners and healers looking to develop a truly holistic intuitive healing practice and to bridge the spiritual and the mystical with the scientific and practical in client healing work. Together, we will initiate you into the Akashic Records. So you will learn to access the Akashic Records and read the records for others in the way that I was initiated in. And this is for deep intuitive connection, experiencing deep self-healing and unparalleled support for your clients and patients and those that you serve. In this mentorship, you also discover your intuitive gifts. You break through blocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and programmings that are holding you back, and channel in an integrative body of work that synthesizes your innate gifts, experience, and wisdom. Not only is this an accelerated path with bi-weekly intuitive coaching calls where you get psychic laser coaching every other week and foundational intuitive healing training and personal growth curriculum, but you also are surrounded by a supportive group of heart-centered intuitives and practitioners and healers from around the world. And together we uplift one another to step into full alignment and onto our soul-aligned path with our healing work. So if you have not registered for that masterclass, the replay is going to go away this upcoming week. Wednesday, November 1st is the last chance that you'll get to catch that replay. So sign up for that. You could go to wildlyrooted.com/channeling. I'll have the links in the show notes, of course. And if you're feeling called to explore the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, I encourage you to apply and let's talk about it. Once you apply and are accepted, I'll send you a private training called How to Create a Transformative Intuitive Healing Practice You Love. Doors close and that private training goes away also on Wednesday, November 1st. So you have this weekend and this week to check those things out and say yes to yourself in this path if you feel like it's the next best step. Of course, there's no obligation to join us once you apply. Applying is the first step. And I want to make sure that it is the best next step for you. So once you apply, we will connect. You can chat with me in the DMs over on Instagram or Facebook or via email, and we'll answer all of your questions, inquiries, and concerns. You can learn more and apply by going to wildlyrooted.com/apply. Again, all links are in the show notes, and I am available to chat if you want to explore with me. You can find me on Instagram and on Facebook at Wildly Rooted. And I can't wait to connect. All right, so let's get started with this eclipse, shall we? We had our solar eclipse in Libra a couple weeks ago. That one was intense, still feeling that. Now with eclipses, we typically feel them acutely 1 month before and after, but the effects, the consequences, you could say, of what happens during eclipse can be felt up to 6 months after. So the intensity and the influence are more acutely 1 month on each side, as I mentioned. But don't be surprised if you're seeing the effects of this really lasting for half a year. This is the final eclipse in Taurus until 2032. It is happening at 5 degrees of Taurus. There are also 6 planets in fixed signs. So fixed signs, this kind of energy is really like great determination, but there's also a bit of maybe stubbornness or digging in our heels around belief systems. Eclipses in general are transformational portals. And this one, of course, is no different. This is a portal into really revolutionizing relationship with ourselves, our bodies, with others, with Earth, Mother Earth, as well as with material resources, including money. It would be good to check out where this falls in your specific birth chart, your natal chart, to see which house and what types of themes this might come up in your unique life. But we can expect on a collective level that this is a big time for endings and release, and also volatility. This feels very volatile, especially financially, because here we are in the financial axis, a financial axis, Taurus and Scorpio. And Taurus is often linked with this sense of safety and security. Taurus really likes to root into safety, comfort, security. But Taurus is also connected to the material realm, the material resources, and ruled by Venus. Of course, the planet of love, beauty, art, money. So we might be feeling on a collective level, and maybe even in your own life, some volatility when it comes to money and finances. But ultimately, when we connect to things like material resources and money, so often it's connected to our relationship to ourself, our orientation to self, our sense of self-worth, our sense of wealth and health that we embody and that we accept and receive. So with this being an eclipse, it can bring this kind of wobbly energy that might feel unsettling. It's not quite settled. We will feel that months out, but you might find that your emotions are stirred, that your spirit is feeling a bit unsettled. Eclipses in general heighten the energy around us, and a lunar eclipse is like a big old full moon. It's like an extra full moon. So we could see this expansion of our emotional realms and shining a light to things that maybe we didn't notice before. You know, that big old full moon casting a spotlight on the things that were hiding in the dark. This is also a time where the veil is thinning. We are getting closer to our ancestors and the spiritual realm. So we might be feeling things at that level as well, heightened sensitivity, and also unearthing situations or patterns that have been there all along, but now we're able to shine a light on it. We can think back to November 2021, because this is connected to a cycle. This is an ending of a cycle that began in November 2021. So what was going on in that time for you back then? What themes were happening for you? What situations or energies were you dealing with in November of 2021? I can share for myself, that's when I was uber, uber pregnant. I was due at the very beginning of December 2021. I had my baby the first week of December. And so November 2021 was so much about nesting and setting things up for this next chapter and phase of my life as mother. I was dying as my maiden self, you could say, and birthing myself into motherhood. So there's a lot of themes for me around home, family, and also material resources, because I was on maternity leave and looking at how am I going to continue to sustain financial support for me and my family and still have the kind of time, space, and availability that I desire for my family and to show up for my baby and my family. This was also a time of deep receiving for me too, being cared for by my family, my partner, my birth team. And yeah, there's so much that I'm still unpacking from that time. And I feel that this eclipse for me has a lot of roots there and with those themes. So I encourage you to look back into those situations and that particular time. there is probably some sort of manifestation that has come into your life that's kind of come full circle in relation to those themes that really began in November 2021. They can be in the form of lessons, right? Like whatever lessons or the experience of the journey that has been in operation since that time has now reached culmination, this full moon point with this Taurus full moon eclipse. As this particular eclipse is an end of a cycle, it's the last in a cycle, again, holds so much energy for and power for endings. So if there is something that you wish to end, or maybe something that needs to end, even if you're holding on for dear life, but it just has to go, this is the time that it's most likely going to go away. And I'm experiencing this on a deep level with various things in my life. And what I would share is to really connect as often as you can to your highest self, to your soul self, your essence and your truth. Because when we connect to that bigger part of us, all of the mental chatter and the programmings and the fear and the grasping of holding on to what is familiar, what is, what was, but that are no longer serving you, it becomes not necessarily easier, but you can move with more grace when you tap into these aspects, these greater aspects of yourself. And honestly, it could bring a healing balm to the wounding that can happen when we let things go, when things go away, even if we're grasping onto it. And there's a huge wave of grief that can come anytime something comes to an end. So honor that for yourself. There most likely is some sort of emotional release with this, right? Makes sense. There's a closure and culminating of this emotional release that we've been working with the past 2 years. And here we see Jupiter in Taurus. Jupiter is an expander. In Taurus especially, it brings gifts. It brings bounty. It's connected to abundance and comfort and plenty and opulence and fertility. It's like this beautiful, blooming, growing garden. Lots of beauty in this energy. But the darker side of Jupiter in Taurus can also be excess. It could be accumulation and even falling into greed. We can see this with inflation if we're relating it to the financial world. But ultimately, Taurus is really about nourishment, about receiving, being fed, and feeding your wild. So tap into what are those things that feed your wild? What are those things that you can bring in that are nourishing for yourself? And Jupiter is on our side in this respect. There is an element of fire here that we got to talk about. And this heated energy that I had mentioned before. From mid-October to mid-November, we have Mars, the planet of war, of the I am, of self. Fiery Mars is in Scorpio. It moved from Libra. So in Libra, it's much more diplomatic. But here in Scorpio, which is its ancient ruler, Mars is unleashed. Mars, someone let the dogs out. Mars is passionate. Mars is like a laser. Mars is focused, digging up all of those secrets, all that old shit that's been there to look at. And within Scorpio, we could see again this, the financial axis of Taurus and Scorpio. It might be connected to finances on the global scale and also issues of toxicity. So Scorpio is connected to issues of toxicity and poison. So think about that, like what has been toxic that needs to go? And maybe there are some words, some fiery words that are wanting to be said about this thing or situation. We have Mercury also in Scorpio. So we got Mercury, the planet of communication, We got Mars, fiery, fighting Mars in Scorpio. This feels a lot like fierceness, anger, aggression, cutting words, perhaps even cruel or sharp words, communication, perhaps projection and mental warfare. Mercury, Mars, and Scorpio is ready for a fight. And opposite Jupiter, this can be a fight for what you believe in. It's about belief systems, right? So with Pluto active here, because Pluto's also playing a role too, of course. Pluto's also active in this lunation. We can experience power struggles. We may witness power struggles taking place in the world around us. Obviously, we are seeing this already. We already know this to be true. This can also, you can experience a power struggle internally in a certain experience that you're having around something in your life. So what I would say is, with this volatile energy, with this heated energy, with the potential for fiery exchanges, remember the pause. Remember the power of pause. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with anger itself or using fiery words and getting fired up about something. I think that it could be incredibly motivating and supportive for change work. But you don't want to burn bridges and burn yourself in the process. And so take care. And having that pause between stimulus and reaction can literally save lives. Because so often it's in that immediate reaction that is very often guided by primal body, dysregulated nervous system, not actually from your soul self and your heart self. It's not the reaction that you intend, and it can do harm for yourself and others. We clearly see this when it comes to war in general. And so anything that you can do to remind yourself of the sacred pause and to take a breath, take a moment. If you have to step out of the conversation, out of the situation, out of the room, do whatever you need to do to give yourself that gift of the sacred pause. And allow the emotions to run through you. Allow yourself to feel the things that are coming up. Release, express. Like, it's not about bypassing those or stuffing them down. They're going to come up. But it's about taking that pause and recentering and rethinking things before you react and you speak with that fire. Hey there, I'm interrupting this lovely conversation to bring you a special invitation. If you are a clinician, a practitioner, a healing artist of any level, maybe you're just starting out, or perhaps you're a seasoned practitioner. If you feel that your soul is aching for a change, that something is calling you, you want to go deeper with your medicine, you want to know and expand your intuitive gifts, you know that your calling is to be an intuitive holistic healer, but you're not sure what that means or looks like. Well, I have a special private training where you will learn my three-part intuitive healing matrix. This is the foundational piece for all holistic healing practices, and it's what has guided my work and so many others. This private training is called How to Create a Transformative Intuitive Healing Practice You Love. And you can get access to this training for free when you apply and are accepted to the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, aka WIP. This is our high-touch, 9-month intuitive healing mentorship and practitioner mastermind. On this journey inside of WIP, you'll be initiated into the Akashic Records. becoming a reader and a practitioner for intuitive connection, experiencing deep self-healing and unparalleled support for your clients and patients. You'll discover your intuitive gifts and break through blocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and programmings that are holding you back. You'll also channel an integrated body of work that synthesizes your innate gifts, experience, and wisdom. The Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway is an initiation. It's your chariot that will carry you into your next level of healing, both personally and in your work. So I invite you to learn more and apply. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/apply. There are no risks or obligations to join after you apply. And if you're accepted, you'll get that private training on how to create a transformative intuitive healing practice you love. Head over to wildlyrooted.com/apply. Now, some old stuff is coming up. Old stuff is coming up. Ancestral, passed down your lineage, lifetimes ago. Becoming aware of what is yours and what is not yours, or what is no longer yours. You know, if it's from a different lifetime, you don't have to carry this. It's time to process. It's time to release. And this is an eclipse that will support you in doing that. Here, this eclipse will continue to support this blooming and bear fruit through December and even January. So this is connected to Jupiter in Taurus. There are so many potential gifts available to us. It's going to help us with the emotional release that we need to experience and create that space and that container to receive the fruits, the gains, the blossoming of what is available to us. This could be in the form of desires and manifestations that you had intended in your heart a while back. This could also be spiritual and intuitive gifts that really open up and blossom as you release old stories and old programs and old belief systems during this eclipse season. I also feel like Jupiter is kind of like this, to me, the savior in this eclipse, because Jupiter is also the planet of abundance and higher consciousness, this planet of expansion. And in Taurus, ruled by Venus, here it's also about energetic expansion and expanding your consciousness of love, tapping into the love consciousness, which clearly we are in dire need of on a collective level in so many situations. And this is not like airy-fairy bypassing kind of love. This is deep, fierce consciousness of love that is restorative, reparative, regenerative. And it supports the receivership. It supports you getting into a state of receiving of love and abundance, whatever that looks like for you. So recognize that there's new space that is being created, and it's being created like it's this fertile ground for the next chapter, for new things to come in that have been waiting to come into your life and your experience. But that space creating can feel funky at first. So let's take a look at Taurus a little bit more from the perspective of Western herbalism and medical astrology. Taurus connected to earth element and fixed sign, which I had mentioned before, ruled by the planet Venus. The tarot card that I have deep connections with and I love so much in connection with Taurus, it's also the archetype that is connected to the Feed Your Wild podcast and a lot of the work that I do, the Empress. And the Empress is deeply connected to the earth, but also connected to God, source, creator, and receiving. The Empress receives, knows how to receive love, abundance, beauty, pleasure, and the gifts available to her. And without apologies, the Empress is not apologizing for sitting on her throne. That is her rightful place. And so it's this recognition also of deep self-worth and confidence and clarity that we can all tap into with Taurus energy. When we look at the tissue states, so this is like the energetic system of traditional Western herbalism, there are various tissue states that we see that would, upon assessing them, indicate what energetics would be supportive to bring in, like in the form of food and herbs and such. The tissue state connected with Taurus is cold depression. So when we see this, it's connected to the body systems. We see Taurus linked with the throat chakra, neck, the vocal cords, the thyroid, the voice, the middle ear. So here, the clairaudient intuitive channel. It's also connected to the things related to eating, salivary glands, the taste buds, the teeth of the lower jaw, and the metabolic system. So when we see cold depression in these areas, it could look like imbalances with the thyroid. Thyroid conditions, especially hypothyroid, which is low functioning thyroid. There can also be sore throats, inflammation of the throat, tonsillitis. We could see weak metabolism, slow digestion, and even issues with hearing. So maybe hearing loss, ear infections, of course, imbalances clairaudiently. This is so connected to the voice as well. So we can see imbalances or waverings with the voice or complete loss of voice or vocal cord conditions. And really anything going on with the throat. So I mentioned sore throat, but this could be dry cough, ulcerations in the throat, injuries to the larynx, the throat, the vocal cords. And the thing here with Taurus in their fixed sense, and I mentioned stubbornness before, that energy of stubbornness, while it is incredible in terms of holding down the fort and standing in yourself, standing your ground, dropping roots and creating a deep sense of home and comfort, but that stubbornness can also bring one to hold on to situations, to hold on to disease states. So there's like a resistance, resisting change, resisting even the healing that one might consciously desire. And this could lead to brooding, being stubborn around a situation, so a lack of reflection on their emotions, and even melancholic or depression type symptoms. So I feel that one theme here that I want to highlight is the use and the power of the voice. Because as I'd mentioned before, with Mars and Mercury in Scorpio in this axis here opposite Taurus, we are probably gonna experience fiery energy when it comes to our voice and communication. And so we wanna pay attention to supporting our voice chakra in connection with this lunar eclipse as well. If the energetics are around stagnation, or maybe like feeling that you need support around movement in the throat with your voice, bringing in warming and stimulating activities or detoxifying activities, like cleaning up your diet a bit, or gargling or singing, things that create movement and stimulation in this area. You can also bring in a gargle with sage and thyme, and maybe throw in a little bit of rose petals in there or rosemary. Those are all linked to Taurus and are just phenomenal herbs to support the throat, any kind of ailment with the throat as well. To do all of this, to support yourself in expression that is actually healthy and regenerative and supportive, it requires that pause and accessing the highest expressions of Taurus energy, which are around elegance and simplicity and feelings, a sense of security and stability, nervous system regulation, 1,000%, and groundedness, as well as a deep connection to your innate prosperity and the prosperity that is available through nature in connection with Mother Earth. Like, it is Mother Earth's nature to provide abundance, to be prosperous. But there are seasons, there are cycles, and so honoring and grounding into that as well. A question that you can ponder is, what are you ready to release? What is coming up to be released in order to create more space for all of the above, to create more space for expansion of love, consciousness, self-worth, prosperity, peace, and harmony in relationships within yourself and others? And what practices can anchor you, nourish you, and ground you to calmly stay rooted, wildly rooted, no matter what begins to happen, no matter what is occurring in the external world, in your personal world, and your internal world, anchors you to this sense of divine knowing that you are supported and you are more than enough. I pulled a card. I felt called to pull a card, a tarot card, for this lunation and this eclipse. And we got the Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords is arguably the, quote, fastest knight in the deck in terms of its pace, its energy, and capacity in addition to speed. With Knight of Swords, it's like there is a lot moving through, so much moving through, and so much faster than maybe we anticipated or faster than usual. But with Knight of Swords, there is nothing to fear with this. And what I'm getting is that this eclipse season in general, but in particular, this specific eclipse, while Taurus is arguably slower in its pace, this eclipse is bringing in a lot of change quickly. It's recalibrating. And so we might find that we become capable of getting shit done in a timeline that we didn't think that we could do, or maybe doing things unexpectedly and things taking a turn or shifting in a way that were unexpected, or just maybe you thought it would happen later in the future and it's happening right now. It can also bring up a sense of, oh my God, I can't stay here. I'm feeling this sense of anxiety around needing to get out of here, or I can't go another second doing this, or I need to stop. And this card is really about coming into a sense of flow with things. It's not about forcing, pushing, bypassing, especially your nervous system and your body, but it's about anchoring into a deep sense of trust, trust in the process, trust in the flow, and bringing your awareness away from the mind and into the heart and into your body. Sometimes when we think too much about what is happening and all of the change and the speed, like, our minds and thoughts can get us into places that are very contractive and don't feel so good and don't serve us ultimately. So this card is kind of like that Nike motto, which is just do it. Just do it. Show up. Stay open to the flow and watch the magic that happens. I mentioned the roller coaster ride that I feel like I'm on, and I have received that for others as well. And it's kind of like there's a certain level of surrender. that when you go on a roller coaster ride and they lock you in and the ride begins, you can't get out of it. You could try, but you'll probably fall and injure yourself or die, right? And you're in for the ride. So you can choose to either stay in a contractive mode of like, what the fuck is happening? And scream the entire way, burn out your lungs and your throat, your voice, complain the entire time, and just completely miss out on the fruits and the benefits. And yes, even the fun and joy that is available to you on this ride. Even if it's a really gnarly ride and you hate roller coasters, can you stay present enough to catch those moments of joy and sit back and allow yourself to go with the flow? Because it may be that you can tap into and experience more pleasure than you thought. This card also makes me think of our capacity and how in this time you may have increased capacity for holding things that you didn't think that you could hold. Maybe that includes the anger and the grief, but maybe it also includes the abundance and joy. So with this card, you're capable of more than you think you are. So can you trust in this process? Can you trust in Knight of Swords, in the speed of things currently, and take advantage of this energy and of this time? All right, my dears. Now, I just want to share a couple of things that have been really helpful for me as I have journeyed through some deep and really intense emotional experiences. And if you just even tune into current affairs and the global state of consciousness, it could get us into, you know, spiraling into places of despair and grief and anger, of course. And so I have found, of course, this is not about bypassing any of that. This is not about bringing resolution to any of that with the things that I'm going to be sharing. But this is about supporting yourself when you're in that space so that it can maybe bring a bit more gentleness to the process. It can soften the hard impact. And one of the things that I've been working with are flower essences. I am a huge, huge fan of flower essences. I use a lot of different kinds and brands. I've had Katie Hess on the podcast from Lotus Way. I love Lotus Way and their flower essences. But one of the ones that I've been using lately is the old school, straight up Bach flower essences, the original Bach flower essence remedies, and in particular, the single flower essence, Star of Bethlehem. And in particular, I worked with this specifically to soften some of the impact of the grief and the despair that can come up at times. And it just helps one to process it and integrate what is happening and the depths of these emotions and energetics in a way that doesn't blow out your nervous system. We have to take care of ourselves while we are integrating and working through and feeling through things. So this is one that I found to be really, really supportive if you feel called. And I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure that you have many beautiful remedies, even flower essences that you have worked with, what you have found to be really supportive in this time. We can aggregate this information and share with one another. I'd love to know. So that's Bach Flower Essences, Star of Bethlehem for the grief and despair. And I'll make sure to link that up in the show notes. And the other one that I've been working with that's helpful for the throat chakra and for someone like me who I have had a history of conflict avoidance and of shutting down my voice, which is why I had created my entire program, Feed Your Wild Voice, which, by the way, is now a bonus inside of WIP, and you get access to that for life, to Feed Your Wild Voice if you feel that it's aligned for you. But working with the flower essence, again, another single, which is a Bach flower essence agrimony, And this one in particular, to support my ability to tap into what it is that I desire to communicate, to get clarity around that, and then to be able to communicate that openly in a way that is tactful, right? So when we're thinking about supporting our throat chakra in that way and our voices and communication, and we have these energetics that are super fiery with Mars and Mercury and Scorpio and digging up old shit to be talked about, something like agrimony can be helpful. But of course, everybody's going to be different. So I encourage you to tune into what are the areas or the things that you might need extra support around. I've even noticed that I've had an uptick in throat issues. We had a bout of COVID run through my family just recently, and there's still a little bit of lingering there. So I'm going to continue to bring in sage in particular as a gargle, warm salt water, and to bring in honey that also has rose petals infused with rose that I made. So I'm bringing in a lot of not just soothing medicinal qualities, but also the energetics of these beautiful plants that are here to help us out. I'd love to hear from you, any reflections from this episode, if it's helpful for you, ahas. And of course, I would be so honored to receive a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts if you find this episode or any episode on the Feed Your Wild podcast to be supportive in your journey. I look forward to connecting with you and hearing what unearths through this eclipse season. You can reach out to me over on Instagram at Wildly Rooted, and I'm sending you all my love during this truly transformative time. Be well, my friends.